congratulations, because it sounds like really exciting information and announcement for the community. Where does the scholarship funds come from?
So for us, it is an addition to our commitment on financial aid and institutional scholarships. So every year, we award about $34 million in institutional aid through scholarships, endowed scholarships, institutional aid, need-based aid, merit aid to students and families. And so this is just an additional commitment to that.
Is this a big thing to help boost enrollment? Because I know enrollments have been down in so many private schools over the years. What does this mean for your enrollment numbers?
Yeah. I mean, we'll have to see how it turns out. But first and foremost, this is our commitment to students and families in Buffalo. And hopefully it helps make a Canisius University education within reach. Because what we know from the data is that too many students think we can't afford Canisius, so they don't even apply. So the first step is you can afford Canisius and you should apply and get to learn who we are and what we do, why we're different, how we can set you on a path to a lifetime of leadership and meaning. And so if we get students and families to understand that cost is not actually a barrier to this incredibly transformative, high impact educational experience, then I think they will learn as they go throughout the process the outcomes that we deliver. And we'll be able to help, as Senator Ryan said, keep students here in Buffalo, in Western New York, which is part of our commitment to helping the city and our state and our region grow economically.
President, you said that it would benefit 800 students, this particular program. Did I hear that correctly in terms of the not only just the city, but the surrounding communities?
Yes, that's correct. So we anticipate that if all goes well, an additional 800 students will apply and be qualified as Buffalo Promise Scholars. And so then it's then their decision. Them and their families, they get to decide without cost as a barrier, without cost as a factor, is Canisius University the right place for me and my young person to succeed?
Talk about, I guess, the ease of applying for this program. It seems that, yes, there is some criteria that the students have to meet, but it's nothing that I don't think a lot of families around this area will have to necessarily stress about. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. I think we know that the more hurdles that students and families have in the application process, the more likely they are not to persist. And we saw that last year with FAFSA and the significant issues caused by the defects in the form, right? So 300,000 students around the country chose not to go through with a college application. So if we can eliminate barriers and simplify the process, the more families, the more students who are likely to persist through, complete the application. And for us, you can apply to Canisius through the Common App or our Canisius University application. And they are streamlined, they're fairly simple.
President, you talked in your State of the University address about the deficit that the college is facing. How do you move forward in trimming that?
Yeah, I think that is part of a holistic strategy that we as an institution are committed to. So it's not any one thing, and I shared that with our faculty and staff yesterday at the State of the University, and the Buffalo Promise Scholarship is part of it. Our success fundraising and philanthropy is another part of it, and there are so many more things that we are doing, you know, holistically as part of our Answer the Call strategic plan to move the institution forward, to reduce the operating deficit, and most importantly, to better serve our students and to increase their outcomes and deliver success for them, because as Senator Ryan said, that's really the critical factor. Is cost is one thing, but outcomes, you know, are we graduating more students on time with low debt and putting them into careers and jobs that make a meaningful impact for them, their families, and our community?
I know you invest in the students. Did you have to cut programs to help trim this and make sensibility out of what's, you know, students want to learn?
Oh, we have not cut programs. We have not cut any programs since I've been president.
So what's next? What level do you have to dig into when it comes to that fiscal?
So yesterday the conversation and the announcement was a institutional sustainability task force, cross-functional, collaborative, committed to shared governance. And so our trustees, our faculty, our staff, our students, they will spend the next few months digging into the data, understanding operations, and they will make recommendations about how we move forward to secure our long-term sustainability as an institution. And the good news is we're doing that from a position of relative financial stability. We have not we've not waited until things are dire. We are being proactive. We see the trends, we understand the data, and we are making the difficult decisions that need to be made in order to secure this institution's future for the next 154 years.
How do you get the word out? Probably people in the community don't even know that this is happening. This is a big thing for you to get more people in the community from over this area to learn about the situation.
No, absolutely. I think that is, that's why today was so important in terms of the Buffalo Promise Scholarship. And in terms of getting the word out, the team is going to work incredibly hard to communicate to students, to families, to community-based organizations, and really talk about why this is a game changer for Canisius, yes, but for Buffalo and for our students and their families. I mean, $125 million is, that is a significant commitment from this institution, and I'm really proud. Because we have always been about Buffalo. And this city's success is related, closely related to our success as an institution. And there's nothing more important to me and this institution than being a leader, being a partner in the great renaissance that's happening here in Buffalo.
And what does it mean to continue that Jesuit education to these new generations that may, again, have not had a chance to experience it before your scholarships were in place?
Yeah, I think that is something that we know, and we heard from Councilwoman Everhart today, we know this Jesuit educational experience is life-changing because it helps young people understand that the world around them and the people they serve are more important. Yes, jobs, careers, making money to support yourself and your family, lift up your community, but doing it from a place of how do we serve? How do we serve others? And so that's what's special about a Jesuit education. We talk about being men and women, being persons for and with others. And to expose an entirely new generation of students to that concept, I know will be hugely beneficial to Buffalo and to Western New York.
I know that this is going to benefit the city and the surrounding communities in the city, but is there consideration after maybe a few years of this program going that maybe you expand the horizon at least into other surrounding communities beyond in Erie County, Niagara County, those type of areas, at least here in Western New York?
Absolutely. I tell my team and I tell my board often, pilot is my favorite word in the dictionary. So let's understand the data. Let's try something. Let's try something we know works. Let's gather more data, analyze it. And if it works, if it serves families, if more students are engaged and think and believe that Canisius is for them, if they come here and they are successful, right? Because it's more than getting students in the door. It is how do we support them, student success and the Student Success Center, academic advising and the wraparound services. How do we support them so that they graduate on time with little debt and are on a path to long-term success, right? The Golden Griffin Guarantee is part of that. So if we see after a few years that the pilot is working, the data supports that, I fully anticipate that we will expand our geographic parameters to include more students and more families here in Western New York.
If I'm a current student, am I eligible for the scholarship at this time?
No. We have modeled this to start with, because of the criteria, we've modeled it to start with the freshman class that we are recruiting to join us in fall of 2025.